Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to Add In Chapters. It is Monday, officially maybe 30 minutes from Tuesday. But if you're listening to this podcast, you've survived your Monday. So kudos to you. Happy Monday, guys. And welcome, welcome, welcome. So I wanted to hop on and talk about something that I probably did not notice it to be such a big deal, or I didn't have the knowledge that it was so common amongst college students. But as you guys know, yes, yes, your girl is still celebrating. She's still flexing because she got a college student now. Anyways, something serious though. Lately, I wouldn't say faced, but lately it's been a little bit more visible to me in regards to suicide amongst college students. And I feel like we need to have that discussion because you're either like me with one college student that you're flexing about for the whole month. Okay, guys, we're going to change that pretty soon. So we'll have birthdays coming up, but I'm still flexing. I'm still flexing. Leave me alone, okay? Mind your business. So, or you may have students that you're, you know, close to that college year. And no joke, guys, I know that the suicide rate, and I know that obviously it's a thing, but I didn't know how common it was about in regards to college student. And now more so than ever, right? Because COVID happened. And so that in itself have isolated us to where we may feel some loneliness and we're not able to feel connected to loved ones because we're either quarantining because we were exposed, or we're quarantining because we have loved ones that are older, or we're quarantining because, you know, we just got off a trip and we're trying to be safe and keep our loved ones safe. I commend everyone that's doing their part because this thing is real and it's around for a long time. So, and ongoing. So we don't know when we will ever come above because, you know, the numbers start dropping and then the numbers go up. So I never know what to believe. I just continue my same safety protocol with my family and, you know, just carry on because we have to live in this new world. But suicide is more, the percentage is more now than it was in the past. And so I feel like we need to talk about it because, you know, for me, I'm always a person that likes to check in. And so as I got older in life, I realized that I don't need to have a lot of friends because I probably can't keep up with everyone, right? Because I'm like a check-in person. I like to check in. I want to, how's your day? How are you doing? And so, you know, just like two weeks ago, I think, you know, I was talking to a mom and her child had called home and said that I don't want to mix up the word, but I think he said he wanted to commit suicide. So immediately, of course, mom went into full-blown action on trying to get him to safety and to get him over to a doctor so he could be evaluated and start treatment. That was a blessing because that is a call for help. So many times these things happen and there is not a real call for help until it's too late. So I commend that young man to having the strength to call his mom and say those words. Because can you just imagine having to pick up the phone and hear your child say those words? It's got to be the most devastating thing that you go through. So I do a lot of mentoring and I'm a guardian ad litem. So I work with foster care kids. And, you know, I'm always looking for signs because they train us too, obviously. But I'm always looking for signs to find out if these kids are doing okay. Because it's so hard to read a kid. We like to think kids are children, you know, I should say, because I'm always like kid, kid, kid. But anyways, don't mind me, guys. But children in itself, we have this stigma of children being so strong and resilient. And I could agree to a certain point that children will go through some of the toughest things in the world and still come out, you know, well put together. They overcome it. Remember, guys, I said I'm going to try to stop using surviving. I like overcoming because you've gone over it. So, okay, don't judge me. But so children overcome different obstacles, different struggles, and, you know, some experience shaped them into who they become in their adult years. But, you know, we definitely want to make sure that maintenance is being kept with the children. So for me, it could look as a text just to find out how your day went. I'm learning that when your child goes off to college, they want their space. Why y'all ain't tell me that? Like, y'all making the Jamaican come out. Like, why no one told me that my kid was going to college to get away from me? Like, I feel like that should have been a discussion. But they want their space. So if they're wanting their space, whenever you make those phone calls, it could be viewed as being intrusive, you know, kind of a little bit mama bearish, you know, trying to figure out what they're doing. So maybe it's not like a phone call. Maybe it's just a text. Like, I'm okay with my son texting me and say, hey, good morning, or even just responding to the question I asked. I know he's breathing and he's good. And I'm like, all right, I'm good. But also I do it just to make sure he knows that he's not by himself, because campus life is completely different. So before, used to be on campus, it's loud, everyone's gathering in the yard, lots of activities. And, you know, the few universities that are open fully, there's so many restriction that goes along with the students. So if they're not necessarily in a classroom, they're probably isolated in their dorms. And trust me, guys, I've seen some of those dorms, okay? It's not pretty. So that child might not want to be sitting in there isolated. But so we just, you know, I really want to say, all joke aside, you guys know that I'm a comedian, or I pretend to be one until someone pays me. But this is a serious issue, and we need, as adults, whether you have a child or you're an aunt or you're an uncle or you're a cousin, or even if you played just like a friend to someone, and it's important that if you're in a child life, you be present in that child life. Don't, oh, I have an issue with this person, so I'm not, no, none of that. Children are, I call them streamlines. They're straight across the board. They want and need consistencies in their life, and we need, as adults, to start providing those. That's a desire from a child. Consistency. It's important. Keep it all across the board the same, okay? So what I'm asking anyone that's listening to this podcast, if you play a role of any of the listed above that I just stated, please check in on those kids. Check in on your high schoolers too. They could be not okay. You know, there's a lot of things happening. Think about us as adults. It takes me a long time to adjust to things. Sometimes because adjustments is bad. Some adjustment and changes in general is not necessarily bad. But it takes you a while because you get so accustomed to the normal that you have. Normal to you, maybe not normal to someone else. So you're normal. And so when someone comes to you and they suggest a change or whatever the reasons are, and you're looking like, do I want to change that? So now think about the kids. Some of them didn't even get a prom. Some didn't even get to walk across the stage for a graduation. These are big moments that are taken from them that they have worked so hard for. And so, you know, it's a lot to process. And now they're in college and there's a lot of moving parts and just in general, a stress that goes with, you know, it's a great thing to be accepted in a university, your college, community college, whatever you're doing, tech school, you are amazing. Keep it up. Okay. But there's that pressure. And then there's this added pressure with the temperature. I call it the temperature of times that we're currently living in, because it's so different for them. And so it's a lot for them to process. And they're still trying to find their way. They're like, I'm an adult, maybe not, maybe sometimes, maybe, you know. And so be present, be present. Take action and be present in someone's life. And I'm talking to anyone out there that's listening to my podcast that give my podcast a shot, because it's definitely not perfect. And I won't lie. If you listen to me and you're waiting for me to change the style of how I record and have it be perfect, it will never be, because we are not perfect. And not everything has to be edited and portrayed to be perfect. It's not. So what I'm asking for those audience that listen to my podcast, thank you so much for giving me an opportunity to hop on and just share my views and my opinion. But I challenge you today to be a big brother and a big sister to someone, because I feel like being a mentor is so important. You know, you can change someone's life by just being that person that checks in with them on a regular, once a week, you know, just making sure they're okay. And more now than ever, we need those mentorships. We need those mentors for our girls and our boys that may feel lonely, that, you know, they're struggling with their identity. And on top of it all, they're having to deal with this world that we're living in with this very different temperature than before. And you could be a light to someone's darkness. Isn't that amazing? I think I'm not preaching the Bible to you, but God wants us all to be a light to someone's darkness. So think about it. If you could be there for someone in their time of need and in their dark moment, how beautiful is that? Because your 5 minute of time that you give to someone could potentially be their life saving. Wouldn't that be amazing? You would look at 5 minutes and be like, that's not a big deal. I could do it anytime, right? But it's a big deal to someone that may not have received any calls or anyone that checked in on them, but you came along and did that. So I honestly just wanted to get on and just really recommend, if you have an opportunity in your area to be a big sister, a big brother, do it. Or even a guardian ad litem for those foster kids. You know, we have to be the voice for the children, because they are our future, but we have to protect them now. They need our protection now. So do what you can, because it's so, so needed. There is such a high percentage now of college students that are committing suicide, and even high school students that are committing suicide, because I believe it goes with the isolation, as I stated before, and them just having that struggle. But we can make a difference. It's a significant transition for many students to live away from home. You know, it doesn't matter if your child moved 2 hours away. They're not at home in their comfort four walls that they're used to, and their bathroom and their living space and whatever. That's their home. That's the comfortability that you have, you as parents or guardian, have given those children. So they go to college, and this transition is really hard. And everyone's like, no, you, oh my God, you should be excited. You got into college. Yay. And they're just looking with their, you know, hand over their forehead. They're like, what? Like, I'm scared because I'm in a new environment and everyone's wanting me to be a certain way that I'm not. And so I'm constantly asking my son, are you okay? How are you feeling? Because I truly want to know, because that's important to me. Yeah. And I tell him I'm proud of him too. I sing him praises because I am proud of him. But I also want to know that he's okay. I want to know that mentally he's doing okay with his adjustment. And the adjustment is going to take, you know, it's going to take some times. It's not going to happen all at once, because there's lots of stress he's going to be faced with. There are going to be a variety of sources of stress when it comes to college. College is demanding. It's adjusting to new environment. It's having to develop a new support system, you know. And I say that because the support system is their friendship. You know, they were in high school. They may have had four or five best friends or good friends that they spent 4 years with. And now they've all decided to take their walk in life. And now this one person is over here and the next person is over there. And so they don't have that comfortability that they were used to being able to be together. And so now they're in college, and you know, kids are in college. They're probably like, I'm not going to go talk to her, or I'm not going to go talk to him, because they're still trying to find their way. They got like let out of a cage. And they have wings, but we're testing it. We're like, okay, I know I could fly, but you know, let me test it. Let me not go too far. So it's a lot for them. So allow them to not, you know, if they're not okay, they're not okay. There is a lot of opportunities for us to be there for them. And then also they're going to have lots of opportunities. That's what I call it. Also that may require experimental and experiencing different things. And you know, I'm praying against those things, but yes, they're going to be faced with that. There is going to be someone that offers your child a drink. And so, and you know, you don't want to think that. And you know, I don't want to think that my son's going to one day call me with a girlfriend. I know my friends laugh at me all the time about that. But yes, it is going to happen. And it's because I'm allowing him, based on, you know, praying every day, night and day, you know, that he's okay. I'm allowing him his space. I'm allowing him his newfound freedom. I want him to try these new shoes on. That's how I look at it, you know, and he's going to walk. Because they feel funny. You know, it's kind of like when he was a baby and I bought him his first pair of walking shoes. I remember like researching and buying these shoes, and they look like hospital shoes. No offense to my nurse friends, but girl and guys, it looked to something like you needed to be walking in some scrubs. But anyways, and I remember putting these little shoes on him and him just kind of standing up and kind of rocking back and forth as if like, okay, I know mommy put something on my feet, but what am I supposed to do with it? And so when I think of college, I'm thinking of that memory, because I remember that moment where he took his first step. And yes, I wanted to like reach out and grab him because he looks as if he was going to fall over, but I allowed him to show me what he can do. And so he took his steps, and his steps became little speed walking steps. And then his little speed walking step became little running steps. And so, you know, this is how I've always viewed it, you know, and I got behind him, and there was times when I was beside him, and there was times when I was in front of him with my arms like, come on over here. And so throughout his life, that's really been how I look at things. There are times when I was in front of him, because trust me, you got to get through me to go to him if that's what you're trying to do. And I'm just saying. Anyways, and there are times when I held his hand because he had the steps and he was able to go, but mom just wanted to give him a little support, like, I got you. And then I had to take my place in the back, because now he's moving and he's taking these little waddle steps that he took when he was a baby into this real world, you know? And it's tough, but you know, I'm doing my part of trying to make sure that he knows I'm here. He may never need me, and that's all great. You know, moms don't like to think that their children don't need them, but you've raised some really awesome and independent kids. So kudos to you, and applaud, you know, give yourself a hand because your kids are amazing. So if your kids don't really need you, that is not a sad thing. You know, they're always going to want to spend time with you, but the need is different than spending time. So if someone's like, oh, your son doesn't need you. Yes, I'm proud. He doesn't need me, but we spend time together because he wants to be around me. So which one do you want? You know, we're going to break that down a little bit more in another recording, but tonight is really focused on us just doing our part. Be a good citizen. That's what I tell my daughters when I drop them off and at school in the morning, is be a good citizen today. And what that means to me when I say it to them and how I explain it to them growing up is that, you know, take control of what you can take control of. Being a citizen meaning you're taking hold of something and you're not waiting for someone to come and do it. You're doing it. And so, you know, that's pretty much how I try to tell the little ones to be. And so I'm watching two little ones grow up and then I have my big one and I'm fearful with everything that's happening in the world. But, you know, give yourself some credit, mom and dad, because if you made it this far, you're doing great. And so it's amazing. But we always could do a little bit more when you see it's needed. And I'm telling you guys, it is so needed. So even if you have a friend in college, reach out to that person and just ask them if they're okay. You're not paying their college tuition. You are mentally and physically given some support that is so needed. So do your part on making sure our kids get through their 4 years of college and they're just looking at us like, hey, I'm going to grad school and we're excited. We don't want those phone calls of sadness. And we're like, oh, if I did know that person was suicidal. You don't never know. But you also won't know if you're not checking in on someone. You know, the worst thing I don't like when someone said, I didn't know you were sick. Well, how would you know if you're not talking to me about it? You needed to have called me before to talk to me. So, you know, don't wait for there to be a disaster for you to go in with life vests. Okay? Go in now when there might not be any life vests needed and you could just go in with a coat. Be that person that show up without being told, that check on someone without being called, and just thinking of someone and being considerate. We need that. We need those love moments, I call them, in this temperature. And I'm just saying, I'm stressing it because I see it. I'm surrounded like less than 2 weeks of a suicidal attempt, and, you know, from a college student. So it makes me know that this is something that really needs some attention and something that we all need to be paying attention to, whether you have a college student or just school age student, because one day your child's going to be a college student. So, you know, do your part, help, and let's keep our kids safe and let's give them the support they need because they too need it. And I get we as adults need it, but our children need it, and we need to find ways to provide those support. And you know, invite, if you're in town and your child is not far, make a date with them. You know, can I take you to breakfast? Can I take you to lunch? You know, I have to like rearrange my schedule sometimes to grab a bite to eat with my son. But I feel like we get to sit down, not in the setting of, oh, you came to pick something up, or, you know, we just get to relax. So I get to ask you, how's school and what's going on and how's the whole college life? And so, you know, find ways to express love to your individual. You know them, you know what they like. Maybe it's dropping them a package or, you know, watching a series with them. You know, that was one thing I suggested. I was doing, I was mentoring last week, it was, or a couple of days, and I suggested to the guardian, maybe, you know, yes, she's on a different schedule than the child, but you know, it's a series, Netflix, it's stop and go, guys. Watch a series, you could discuss it. It's something that you're doing together, but separate. There are a lot of things in life that you could do separately, but together. And so we just really have to really give it some thought. But do your part. We love our children. They are the future. And we can all do our part to keeping them safe. And this is not a long recording, but I really didn't want to go into tomorrow without recording about being, you know, visual and supportive and loving and caring and being thoughtful and just intentional is the word. We got to be intentional because life happens. And yes, it might not be the most convenient thing to be intentional when you have so much things happening. But I always say, I'd rather have my family alive than I have to go and visit you grave or the cemetery to see you, because I'm missing those moments. So whatever I can do to keep my family safe now is what I would do as an individual. I don't want to put a band-aid on it. I want us to laugh, joke, hang out, plan, reach our goals together, you know, everything you could think of. So, you know, do your part. And as always, love, honor, and respect. We can do it. We got this. And if you don't think you got it, look yourself in the mirror and start saying, you got this, I got this, we got this. Because guess what, guys? Your survival rate is 100%. Because you are talking, you're hearing me, you're listening to this podcast. So you survived yesterday and you're going to survive today. So, you know, don't worry. Don't stress the small stuff. It will all come together. So until next time, when I get on here with my madness and my craziness, but I love just recording, and I hope that it makes a difference to someone's life, because that is my goal, is to be able to reach people on different levels and just be able to show people you don't have to be perfect, and we're all going through similar things, or we're going through the same thing, or I'm going through something and you're not going through something. But guess what? Together we're stronger in numbers. All right, guys. So I'm wishing you, because it's a little bit after 12, a happy Tuesday. So I get to do Monday and Tuesday one recording. You saw how slick I was? Anyways, guys, until next time, love, honor, and respect. Tune in again. Add in chapters. Remember, every chapter is as great as the next. And so as we walk through our book, we need to live our chapters and gain every knowledge and lesson from each of our chapters as we go into our next chapter. Every one of your chapters is important. Okay, guys? So, talk to you soon.